Garcia only on pay-per-view. It is Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of Wake Up Call presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loan options for your family. Rocket can. All right, so Ron, you had a Tiger Woods stat for us?
I do.
All right, I love Tiger Woods statistics.
This comes from Justin Ray. I got to give credit where credit is due. Justin Ray, at Justin Ray Golf. He tweeted out yesterday, this is Dustin Johnson's 106th career week as the number one ranked player in the world.
Wow.
Tying Rory McIlroy for third all time. If DJ holds the number one spot every week until Christmas 2031, he'll tie Tiger Woods' record of 683 weeks.
That's great.
2031.
Oh, my God. He's got to be on for another 11 years, number one in the world. That's fantastic.
I mean, is that something that we just kind of overlooked about Tiger?
Yeah.
Was that he was number one for that long?
Exactly. It's just, that is remarkable stuff.
Or we just don't even think, we don't look at it like from the beginning part of it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, 52 weeks is a long time. That's pretty much 2 years.
It is. It
or, I mean, 106 weeks.
You know what's so weird? It's that this guy was so dominant and so good for our generation, but he will not end up with the most majors of all time. He never got that goal he said he wanted. It's very unlikely. I'm not saying never, but it's very unlikely he'll catch Jack.
Well, the only way he'll do it is he has to win probably two more Masters.
Yeah, he's going to win a
couple. I don't see him doing it anywhere else.
Me either. And, but that's remarkable. I mean, because I thought he would blow it out of the water. I thought he was going to have 30 majors by the time he was done. He was winning every one that he played in.
Yeah.
It was getting ridiculous. I was like, my God, there's not even close. And everybody would say the same thing. I gave it 100% of my ability, and I came up 7 shots short.
I blame Elon.
Yeah. I believe, yeah, nice. Yeah, Elon.
Why you got to go snooping through his phone, Elon?
I know. Why you got to go snooping through his phone?
Just let it. You could have just let the king sit on the throne a little bit longer.
I know.
Give us those records we coveted.
It's so weird because he lost the PGA Championship that year before the breakdown on Thanksgiving to Y.E. Yang. And I thought, like a true champion, he would be like, okay, that's never happening again. I'm never going to let somebody come back and beat me at a major. So this offseason, that'll never happen again. And I thought he was going to win. He'll win 10 in a row. I mean, I was like, he's going to kill it.
Well, it's like that saying, you know, the sun shines on a dog's rear every once in a while.
Right.
That's
exactly
what it was. It's like, hey, you know what? Any given Sunday, someone can get the best of me.
And Jack had the same thing happen to him. Like, Jack would lose a major and go, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. Well, time to back to the drawing board. And then he would win like 3 out of 5.
I'm not losing 2 of these in a row, kids.
Absolutely. Right. And that's the way I thought, all right, I couldn't wait for 2010. I thought, oh, Tiger's going to win possibly the slam in the year.
Yeah. And then he had to go and get rescued.
And then he got rescued with a 7-iron, and the rest is history. Poor Tiger. I'm going to watch both documentaries.
I got to.
The Undefeated did one for ESPN that's very race-oriented on how race was a factor. But then there's the other one I think that is going to be more scandal-driven that's on HBO.
Yeah. I want to know, was it his PR crew that said, hey, let's spin it where Elon was trying to rescue you with a 7-iron?
Yeah.
Or did that just come off the top of Tiger's cracked head?
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I was doing a show at the time, I was kind of like ticked off because it was very insulting. But now that I've gotten older, I'm more think it's funny that they tried.
Right.
You know, it's like back then it was like, how dare you insult us with that sort of lie? That's there's no way she rescued him out of a car. But then I'm like, you know what? Let's just take a shot and see what the American public will swallow up. Yeah, exactly. Let's see what sticks. Let's see what happens. Right? That's the way I kind of view it now. If I was in PR, that's exactly what I'd do. But like, yeah, she rescued him with a 7-iron and dragged his body out of the accident. And then people aren't buying it. It's like, well, what do you want? It's the best I can come up with. What was I going to do? Tell you the truth? let's not go that crazy.
Did you want me to come just right out and say she chased him with through the house with a 7-iron?
Do you think that's what I was going to do? I was like, I have no chance in hell I was going to tell you the truth. So I just spun this tale to see what happens. So funny. And even 10 years later, it's still hilarious.
It really took down
one of the top sports athletes in a in 50 years.
Shattered the empire.
I mean, just destroyed it. He has never been the same.
No.
Never been the same. Even when he won those five tournaments in 2013, but no majors.
Even when he won the Masters.
Yeah. Still
has Tiger's not back.
Still not there. It's all gone. We lost a decade of Tiger Woods on that Thanksgiving night 11 years ago. Jake Asman Show next.